Alrighty, let's get to the rural news now with Susan Murray in Hamilton. Kia ora.
Good morning, Corin.
Now, the wool industry, which has often been a bit fraught, hasn't it, is starting to show signs of a slightly warmer vibe.
Well, certainly, Corin, one would hope so. And yes, you're right, it has been fractious. A farmer representative says that Friday's announcement that two grower-owned wool organisations are planning to merge will create a better and more sustainable industry. Now, between them, Wools of New Zealand and Primary Wool Cooperative would have nearly 40% of the wool clip. And Federated Farmers Meat and Wool Chair William Beetham says that strong wool prices have been in the doldrums, so this move is welcome. If you said there are strong factions that have been in the wool sector, but Mr. Beetham says that the proposal's been worked on for a year and there's newfound drive out there to work collaboratively.
I would like to think that there is a significant change in the industry to come together and really deliver not only good returns, but outstanding returns to growers in the long-term future. And this is a strategic move.
And likely to be more successful than past attempts where people said, we are going to be the one that will get the industry working.
I think we could say that this will be part of many different collaborative opportunities across the industry that will be taken up by industry leaders. It's a new era and a new generation for the industry, which I think is exciting for not only growers, but all of New Zealand. You know, who knows how long that will take and who knows how high it will go. But we're certainly starting to see improved returns, and I think all wool farmers should start to get excited about all of these steps that are coming together to create better returns.
William Beetham. Now, he was asked if the sun was shining for wool, and his reply was, it'll be a long time before the wool industry is blinded by the sunlight, but it is seeing the dawn of a new age. And farmers will get to vote on that proposal in November.
Very good, tēnā pai. Now, the Ministry of Primary Industries set up a scheme to help farmers with financial advice. This was about a year ago, wasn't it? How's that going?
Yeah, it was. Well, 50 farmers apparently have used the Farm Debt Mediation Scheme since it was launched. And it is based on a similar one that's in Australia, where farmers are offered mediation with lenders and up to $6,000 for independent financial or business advice. And a mediator involved in the scheme, Penny Mudford, says it's great for farmers finding it hard to get seasonal finance or perhaps meeting debt commitments.
For a farmer to find themselves in a farm debt mediation, it's not necessarily that the farmer has failed. I think that farmers are very proud and stoic about their farm business. But there are a lot of variables in farming, you know, least of all the payout and the weather. And I think that farm debt mediation really provides an opportunity for the farmer to come and have a conversation with their lender with the support of an independent mediator. So that creates a safe and constructive environment to be able to have those conversations.
So, mediator for farmers.
Now, citrus growers, how are they finding the start of their season?
Well, the early season returns for them have been well up on last year, and that's because there's strong demand locally and there's less fruit for sale. Gisborne is one of the main citrus growing areas, and a grower and real estate agent there, Stephen Thompson, says that with a lot of land in Poverty Bay changing to kiwi fruit or apples in recent years, the supply of oranges is lower. And on top of that, there are shipping delays, and that's meant that Australian naval oranges are arriving here more intermittently than normal.
Greenish Australia citrus comes on stream and basically floods the supermarkets and crashes the New Zealand price because generally the supermarket will take the cheapest fruit they can get and that's Australian fruit. So this year we're not seeing as much of that happening. Yeah, it's just sort of nice for the grower to be getting a bit more bang for his buck, really.
Stephen Thompson says citrus returns per hectare are still sad compared with kiwi fruit, but they're better than farming lambs.